me? Vanessa asked. I want to know, Mel said, her voice barely a whisper. I want to know what you meant about giving up control. Surrender. Vanessa pressed the tip of the crop into the base of Mel's neck and drew it down the center of her chest. You know exactly what I mean. Mel's lips parted slightly. Vanessa was so close that she could feel the heat radiating from Vanessa's skin and Vanessa's breath on her neck. We both know what you want. We both know what you're longing for. I can give it to you. Vanessa took Mel's chin in her hands and tilted Mel's face up toward her. All you have to do is let go. Mel's heart pounded. She stared back at Vanessa, her mind swimming in conflict and doubt. Then she closed her eyes and let her body take over. At once, Vanessa's lips were on hers, a soft, light kiss that lingered even after they parted. Mel exhaled slowly. She didn't know who had kissed the other first. All she knew was that it had charged the room with an energy that desperately needed to be dispelled. Vanessa dropped the riding crop to the floor with a clatter. She grabbed Mel's wrists, pinning them above her head, and kissed her again. This time the kiss was deep, hungry, insistent. Mel responded in kind. Vanessa pressed her body against Mel's, trapping Mel against the wall with her hips. I can tell how much you want me. Vanessa pushed her thigh firmly between Mel's legs, stoking the fire deep inside her. I've wanted you since the first night I saw you in my club, and I always get what I want. Her words sent a ripple of heat through Mel's body. Vanessa released Mel's wrists and began to tear at her clothes. She ripped Mel's blouse from the waistband of her skirt and up over her head, then unclasped Mel's bra and pulled it from her shoulders. She swept her hands up Mel's chest, teasing her pebbled nipples with her fingertips. Everything was happening so fast. One moment, Vanessa's hands were grasping at Mel's breasts. The next, they were down at the hem of her skirt, pushing it up around her waist. Then Vanessa's fingers were between Mel's thighs, pressing her wet panties into her lips. A silent moan formed in Mel's mouth. Vanessa trailed her lips down Mel's neck, all the way to her chest, and took Mel's nipple into her mouth, sucking, licking, and flicking. Mel gasped and writhed against the wall. Vanessa's skin, Vanessa's mouth, Vanessa's sweet floral scent. Every part of her was intoxicating. Vanessa slipped her hand inside Mel's panties and ran a finger up and down her folds. Mel's head rolled back, and she grabbed the wall behind her to steady herself as darts of pleasure shot through her. Vanessa's fingers and lips seemed to zero in on places where Mel had never been touched before. Vanessa slid her finger further down and drew slow, teasing circles. Do you want me? Do you want me inside you? Yes, Mel said between breaths. I want to hear you say it. I want to hear you beg. Please, Vanessa, I want you so badly. Mel meant every word she said. I need you inside of me. Please. Satisfied, Vanessa slid a finger inside her, then another. Mel let out a strangled sigh as Vanessa found that sensitive spot inside her. Her thumb worked its way up to Mel's stiff bud, rubbing against it with every thrust of her fingers. Wedged between Vanessa's body and the wall, Mel could do little more than cling to the other woman, her hands slipping on the smooth silk of Vanessa's dress. It didn't take long before Mel felt control slipping away. Come for me. Vanessa said, I want to hear you scream. It was as if Mel's body had been waiting for Vanessa's permission. She came hard and fast, a wordless cry on her lips. Mel leaned against the wall behind her, her arms still around Vanessa's shoulders. Vanessa's satin dress was cool against her skin. Vanessa brought her hand up to Mel's face, drew Mel's bottom lip down, and gently pushed her fingers into the other woman's mouth. Mel sucked on them lazily. She could taste herself on Vanessa's skin. "So eager," Vanessa said. "So obedient. Do you like following my orders? Do you like pleasing me?"
"Yes,"
Mel said softly.
"Then show me."
Vanessa spun them both around until her back was against the wall. Mel's breath caught in her chest. She desperately wanted to touch Vanessa, to taste her. Instead, she stood and waited, gazing up at Vanessa with a silent plea in her eyes. Vanessa answered it with a single word. "Kneel." Mel's knees crumbled beneath her. A faint smile crossed Vanessa's lips.
"Go on."
Mel slid her hands up the sides of Vanessa's legs and under her dress until her fingers reached the soft black lace of Vanessa's panties. She drew them down Vanessa's hips, all the way to the floor, and pushed her slippery silk dress up to her stomach. Vanessa's scent was dizzying. Anchoring herself on Vanessa's hips, she traced her tongue up the soft skin of Vanessa's inner thighs. Vanessa was as wet as Mel had been, and Mel had barely even touched her. Mel kissed the peak where Vanessa's lips met, then slid her tongue between them. She ran it up and down in long, languid strokes, savoring Vanessa's taste. Mel probed with the tip of her tongue until she found Vanessa's tiny, hidden peak. She stroked and sucked it thirstily.
"Don't stop."
Vanessa threaded her fingers through Mel's hair and pulled Mel harder into her, bucking and rolling her hips against Mel's mouth. Mel redoubled her efforts, relishing the satisfaction she was giving Vanessa. Vanessa didn't make a single sound, but Mel could feel Vanessa's thighs quiver around her. Mel ignored the ache in her knees from the hard floor. Vanessa gripped tighter at Mel's hair, and her movements became more and more frantic. At last, Vanessa's entire body shuddered, and her mouth opened in silent ecstasy. Mel lapped away, drawing every last drop of pleasure out of her. When Vanessa's body stilled, Mel released her hips and let her silky dress slide back down her legs. Vanessa let out a deep breath. She reached down toward Mel and cupped Mel's face in her hands, drawing her up onto her feet. Vanessa tucked a stray lock of Mel's hair behind her ear and whispered into it,
"I believe you have a shift to finish."
Instantly, the spell was broken. Mel cursed. How long had she been in here? Their frenzied encounter had both felt like it had stretched out into eternity and had been over in a heartbeat. Mel gathered her clothes and began to pull them on. The club would be getting busy now. Had James and the others noticed Mel's absence?
"Here."
Vanessa handed Mel's skirt to her, a hint of amusement in her eyes. Mel finished dressing, then smoothed down her hair in a nearby mirror. As she turned to leave, Vanessa pulled Mel back to her in a ravenous kiss. Mel had to tear her body away when she felt herself sinking into Vanessa again. Mel dashed from the room. She stopped at the bottom of the stairs to catch her breath. What the hell just happened? Chapter 6. Another night at the lounge. Another night, and no sign of Vanessa. Their late-night tryst in Vanessa's room had left Mel more confused than ever. She had no idea what it meant. Was it a one-time moment of passion, or the start of something more? Did Vanessa even want to see her again? Mel had no way to contact her. All she could do was wait for Vanessa to turn up again. Mel sighed. This all seemed so unreal. Mel didn't normally have sex with women she barely knew, let alone women like Vanessa. She was far too disciplined to allow herself to be controlled by lust. Yet she couldn't stop thinking about how Vanessa's lips made her melt, or how Vanessa's touch made her quiver. How when Vanessa had ordered Mel to get on her knees, her body had obeyed before her conscious mind even registered the command. This simple act of submission had felt completely natural to her, but there was still a part of her that resisted it all.
"Everything okay?" James asked. "You look distracted."
"Just thinking about school," Mel lied.
"I should have guessed. So, Mel, how confident are you working behind the bar? Ben had to leave early, and I need someone to take his place."
"Sure, I can do it."
"Great. I'll be in the back. Come find me if you have any problems. It's pretty quiet tonight. I'm sure you'll be fine."
Mel nodded and slid behind the bar. Soon, she had a steady flow of customers. She had no trouble keeping up. James had taught her well. Eventually, she got into a rhythm, working on muscle memory alone, allowing her thoughts to wander. How well did James know Vanessa? Mel wanted to ask him about her. Would it be suspicious if she did? The stream of customers gradually died down. Mel took the time to tidy up the bar. She was returning a few bottles of tequila to their place on the shelf behind her when she heard a familiar voice.
"Hello, Melanie."
Mel turned. "Vanessa?" Vanessa stood before her in a sleek red dress. A thin gold necklace with a sapphire pendant hung around her neck. Mel's eyes fell to Vanessa's lips. They were the same deep red color as her dress. Mel couldn't help but recall how those lips had felt on her lips, and on her nipples. And for a brief moment, she imagined how they would feel on certain other parts of her body.
"Make me a drink," Vanessa said. "Your choice."
"Sure." Mel chose one of the club's signature cocktails, a variation of a whiskey sour. She could practically make it with her eyes closed now. She placed it before Vanessa on the bar. Vanessa sampled the drink.
"Not bad."
Mel couldn't contain herself any longer. "I've been waiting for you to come back."
"Have you?"
Vanessa leaned down on the bar.
"Why?"
"Because the other night was incredible. Because falling to my knees before you made me feel freer than I felt in years. Because it made me realize that there's this whole side of me that craves this..." Mel trailed off, suddenly self-conscious.
"What exactly is it that you crave, Melanie?" Vanessa asked. "I want to hear it from you."
Mel looked straight into Vanessa's eyes. "Submission." Vanessa beckoned Mel closer.
"If you let me, I can show you what it really means to submit. I can make your darkest desires reality. I can grant you your wildest fantasies. Do you want that?"
She slid her hand up Mel's arm.
"Yes."
Vanessa's touch sent a shiver along Mel's skin. "More than anything." The door to the back room swung open and James emerged. Mel snapped back upright. Vanessa seemed unfazed.
"Vanessa."
James's voice was subdued.
"Do you have a minute?"
Vanessa nodded. She took another sip of her drink and pushed it toward Mel.
"Hold on to this for me. Our conversation isn't over."
James looked from Vanessa to Mel and back again, scratching his beard. Mel busied herself behind the bar, hoping that her expression hadn't given anything away. Vanessa and James walked off to the side. Mel focused her attention on cleaning up the bar, but her curiosity won out. Vanessa and James were too far away for Mel to hear them. Instead, she watched the conversation out of the corner of her eye. She couldn't tell what they were talking about. After a while, James placed a hand on Vanessa's arm and spoke into her ear. Vanessa transformed in an instant. Her expression darkened and her body tensed. Then the two of them started arguing. Vanessa was clearly angry about something, although her anger didn't seem to be directed at James. As the conversation died down, James placed a hand on Vanessa's shoulder as if to try to calm her. Mel was surprised by the intimateness of the gesture. She didn't know that they were that close. Before Mel could finish her thought, Vanessa turned and stormed off towards the corridor that led to her room. What was that about? James returned to the bar, his face scrunched up with concern. "Is everything okay?" Mel asked.
"Yep, just business stuff."
He looked at Mel curiously.
"What were you and Vanessa talking about before I interrupted you?"
"She was just saying hi," Mel said quickly.
"Right."
Mel couldn't tell if James was convinced or not. She took Vanessa's drink and placed it behind the bar. As the night went on, the drink sat there, the ice slowly melting. By the time Mel's shift ended, Vanessa hadn't emerged from her room. Mel wasn't bothered by the fact that Vanessa hadn't returned to finish their conversation. It was clear that Vanessa had more important things on her mind. Mel made her way home. As she walked through her apartment door, her phone buzzed. It was a text message from an unknown number. As soon as Mel read the message, she knew who it was from. It contained no greeting, no explanation, just a single sentence.
"I'll be in touch."
Mel sat at her table, her laptop open in front of her, half a dozen textbooks stacked up beside it. Her eyes glazed over as she scanned the screen. She took off her headphones in defeat. She should have gone to the library instead of staying in. It was hard to get anything done in her tiny apartment. She would take a small break and then get back to it. Mel had to work much harder than her classmates to stay on top of everything. Most of them didn't have to work while they were at law school. They were trust fund kids, or at the very least had parents who helped support them. But Mel didn't have that luxury. And for Mel, simply doing well enough to pass wasn't an option. If she wanted a good job when she graduated, she had to maintain a competitive GPA. She had to remain disciplined. It was what got her this far, and it was the only way she knew how to be. Ever since Mel was a kid, she'd had no one else in her life to provide her with structure and direction. Her father had left when Mel was young, and her alcoholic mother had never been a reliable parent. She resented Mel for being a constant reminder of the man who had broken her heart and left her with nothing. So she did the bare minimum, keeping Mel fed, clothed, and sheltered from the cold. But otherwise, Mel was on her own. So Mel took control of her life, to the point where it became an obsession. Eventually, she decided to focus all her energy on making a better life for herself. College was her ticket out of her hometown, and she'd thrown everything into her studies to escape. Mel stretched out her arms and looked around the room. Her hard work had paid off. She'd left her old life far behind her. But after years and years of fighting her way through the world, she wanted to just give in to temptation and let go of it all. Mel shut her laptop. She needed to go for a run. There was a knock on her door. Mel jumped. No one ever came to her apartment unannounced, and she wasn't expecting a delivery. Mel opened the door. A woman stood before her, dressed in a crisp black suit and a matching overcoat. Her short, dark hair was parted at the side, and her shoes were immaculate. She looked to be around 40. Did she have the wrong apartment number, or was she lost?
"Melanie?"
the woman asked. She had a thick accent that Mel couldn't place. Mel nodded. The woman pulled a package out from under her arm. It was a black box with a silk ribbon tied around it.
"A gift for you. From Miss Harper."
"Miss Harper?"
"Yes, Miss Vanessa Harper."
"Oh." Mel took the package from the woman. "Thanks." With a nod, the woman walked off down the hall. Mel shut the door, her head filled with questions. Vanessa was sending her gifts and having them hand-delivered to her apartment? She placed the package on the table, eyeing it warily. Mel had always felt uncomfortable receiving gifts. Her mother always saw them as charity. She'd said that if Mel accepted handouts, people would think they were poor. If only she'd cared as much about Mel as she cared about what other people thought of her. Mel's phone buzzed. It was a message from the same unknown number as the other night after her shift. Mel hadn't saved the number, but the digits were imprinted on her mind. She opened the text. "Tomorrow, 9 p.m. Same place. Wear my gift." Wear her gift? Immediately, Mel's reservations about the package were replaced by excitement. She grabbed the box from the table and untied the ribbon. She lifted the lid and was met with layer after layer of black tissue paper until finally, Mel reached her prize. It was a set of lacy lingerie in a shade of purple so deep that it was almost black. She held the bra up to the light. The thin, delicate lace was almost entirely transparent. There was a clasp at the front between the two cups. The panties were made of the same sheer fabric and tied up at the sides with little bows. Both pieces left little to the imagination. Mel ran her fingers over the soft lace. She had never owned anything so luxurious. How much did this cost? It didn't matter. If Vanessa wanted Mel to come to her dressed in pretty things, who was Mel to deny her? Mel put the bra and panties back in the box and threw herself down onto the bed. She read the text again carefully. She had no idea what Vanessa was planning. But she knew that if she went to Vanessa's room tomorrow night, there would be no going back. Chapter 7 Mel walked into the lounge the next night with Vanessa's gift on under her clothes. She gave the bar a narrow berth, hoping to slip by unnoticed by her co-workers, and made her way up to Vanessa's room. The door at the top of the stairs loomed before her. She took a deep breath and knocked. "Come in, Melanie." Mel stepped into the room and shut the door behind her. Vanessa sat in her armchair, a glass of whiskey in her hand. Her raven hair was gathered over one shoulder, and she wore a black satin robe, belted at the waist. Mel couldn't help but wonder if she was wearing anything underneath it. "Come here," Vanessa said. Mel walked over and stood before her. "Are you wearing my gift?"
"Yes, Vanessa."
"Show me." Mel slid off her coat and let it fall to the floor. She did the same with her dress, leaving her standing before Vanessa in nothing but the lingerie gifted to her by the other woman. Vanessa stood up and walked around Mel in a slow circle, inspecting her slight figure from every angle. Under Vanessa's unwavering gaze, Mel felt even more naked than she was.
"You look divine," Vanessa said.
Mel's breath quickened. The hungry look on Vanessa's face made Mel feel like her prey.
"If I'm going to give you what you crave, you will have to give me something in return," Vanessa said. "Complete and utter surrender. You will submit to me. You will obey me. You will belong to me in every sense of the word. Do you understand?"
"Yes, Vanessa."
A slight smile played on Vanessa's lips.
"You're going to need a safe word. Do you know what that is?"
Mel nodded.
"What will yours be?"
Mel closed her eyes and searched her mind.
"Velvet," she said,
like Vanessa's smooth, low voice.
"Velvet it is."
Vanessa sat back on the arm of the chair. "Go sit on the bed." Mel walked over to the bed. Up close, she saw that each of the four bedposts had a black silk scarf tied to it. Anticipation and anxiety warred in Mel's mind. She sat down. The mattress was firm and springy. There's a blindfold on the pillow next to you, Vanessa continued. Put it on and lie down. Mel picked up the blindfold and tied it around her eyes. Darkness flooded her vision. She lay down on the bed and rested her head on the pillow. The silky bedsheets felt cool against her skin. Vanessa's bare feet padded against the floorboards as she approached Mel on the bed.
Raise your arms up to the corners of the bed.
With a practiced hand, Vanessa secured Mel's wrists to the bedposts, then repeated the process on her ankles. Mel's heart pounded. She lay spread-eagled on the bed in nothing but the sheerest of lingerie. She tugged at her bonds to test their strength. In the same moment, Mel realized that she could no longer hear or feel Vanessa's presence. Vanessa?
I'm right here.
Vanessa's voice came from somewhere beside Mel. She traced her fingers along Mel's stomach all the way up to her cheek.
Stop thinking. Stop worrying. Just feel.
Vanessa kissed her gently. Mel cleared her mind and relaxed her body. She stopped straining to hear and feel and see. She surrendered to the darkness and focused her mind on what she could sense. The hammering of her heart, the whoosh of her breath, the scent of Vanessa's perfume, jasmine and rose, the touch of Vanessa's fingertips on her skin. It was like she and Vanessa were the only two people in the world. The bed swayed underneath Mel as Vanessa climbed onto it. Her long, silky hair brushed against Mel's skin. Vanessa ran her hands over Mel's body, touching every inch of her skin. Silence hung in the air. Mel didn't dare speak, fearing that a single word would break the spell. Vanessa slid her hands up to the clasp at the front of Mel's bra. With one deft motion, it was undone. Mel's breasts spilled out of the cups as it fell away. Vanessa caressed them with her hands, her fingertips sweeping over Mel's nipples.
How does it feel to be at my mercy?
Vanessa asked.
Good. So good.
A ripple of delight went through Mel's body. With her senses dampened, Vanessa's touch was electric. Vanessa shifted down the bed and straddled Mel. Her weight was heavy on Mel's small, bound frame. As Vanessa's body pressed against hers, she realized that Vanessa was naked. She yearned to break free and tear off the blindfold and touch and kiss Vanessa's soft skin. But bound as she was, she could do nothing but lay there. Bound as she was powerless to stop Vanessa. But stopping Vanessa was the last thing she wanted. Vanessa drew a line of kisses down Mel's stomach. Mel trembled. Slowly and gingerly, Vanessa untied the ribbons at the sides of Mel's panties. Mel lifted her hips as Vanessa pulled them out from under her. She felt like a gift that Vanessa was unwrapping. Vanessa slid her hands all the way up the insides of Mel's legs and dipped her head between Mel's thighs. Vanessa's hot breath on Mel's mound sent a wave of warmth through her. Vanessa kissed the soft, sensitive skin of Mel's inner thighs. Her kisses turned into nibbles, then gentle bites. Mel groaned and arched herself up toward Vanessa.
So impatient, Vanessa said. You're not trying to take charge, are you?
Mel bit her lip. No, Vanessa.
The only sounds I want to hear from you are cries of pleasure.
Vanessa dragged her fingernails down Mel's sides and grabbed the other woman's ass cheeks, pulling Mel harder into her. Finally, she slid her tongue between Mel's lips and drew it up Mel's folds, eliciting soft gasps. Mel twitched on the bed as Vanessa devoured her. Every sweep of Vanessa's tongue, every brush of her lips, sent a tremor through Mel's body and murmurs spilling from her mouth. Vanessa had complete control over Mel's pleasure, and she was determined to show it. Vanessa teased and toyed with Mel until she was close to peeking. Then she held Mel there, at the precipice, never quite letting her tip over the edge. Mel twisted and tugged, fighting her restraints. She wanted to scream. She wanted to plead with Vanessa for release. But she understood the rules of this game. She had to take whatever Vanessa gave her with nothing less than gratitude, and eventually, her submission would be rewarded. Once again, Vanessa brought Mel to the edge. But this time, she kept going. Mel let out a cry, bucking and thrashing as her orgasm rolled through her. Vanessa's mouth was unrelenting, licking and sucking away until Mel fell back down to the bed and her body calmed. Vanessa kissed Mel, stealing the last of her breath. She could taste herself on the other woman's lips. Vanessa pulled the blindfold from Mel's eyes and untied her wrists and ankles. Mel blinked rapidly, her eyes readjusting to the light. Vanessa lay down on her side next to Mel. As Mel recovered, she ran her eyes up Vanessa's body, drinking her in. This was the first time she had seen Vanessa naked. Her curves seemed more pronounced, and her dark hair, both on her head and the small patch between her legs, stood out against her milky skin. Her areolas were a rosy pink on her pale breasts. Vanessa watched Mel watch her. For whatever reason, it made Mel blush. Vanessa smiled and pulled Mel into an embrace. After being restrained, her senses muffled, having Vanessa's arms around her felt heavenly.
"Did you mean what you said earlier about belonging to me?" Vanessa asked.
"Yes, Vanessa."
"Then we'll have to talk about exactly what that means. But it can wait."
They lay in silence. As Mel came down from her post-orgasm days, familiar doubts crept into her thoughts.
"What's the matter?" Vanessa asked.
"It's nothing," Mel mumbled.
"Tell me."
Vanessa's usually inscrutable face wore a look of concern. Mel's resolve wavered, and she finally gave voice to the thing that had been bothering her since the first time she walked into Vanessa's room. "It's just that I want this. I want to explore this side of me so much that it makes me ache. But I'm not a submissive person. I'm not passive or helpless. But I can't help but wonder, does this mean I'm weak? For wanting to be submissive? For wanting an escape?"
"No, Melanie, you're not weak at all."
"Then why do I want this? Why do I crave this?"
"Being submissive in bed has nothing to do with who you are out in the world. And submission does not equal weakness. In fact, it takes a great deal of strength to do this."
"It doesn't feel like it takes strength. It's easy for me. Effortless."
"I'm sure it is, but it takes strength to embrace that side of you, and to act on it. I've tried it myself, you know, only a few times. I wanted to get a better understanding of what it feels like to be on the other side. It was terrifying. I could never do it again."
Mel was surprised. She couldn't imagine Vanessa being subservient or vulnerable. She always seemed so fearless. Who was Vanessa behind her impenetrably cool facade?
"It does take strength to do this, Melanie. Putting yourself in someone else's hands, making yourself vulnerable to them, trusting them with your everything. You are anything but weak."
Vanessa kissed Mel gently on the lips.
"And you should never, ever be ashamed of your desires."
"Yes, Vanessa." Mel snuggled in closer to her.
"Now, about these desires of yours."
Vanessa reached out and ran her hands along Mel's side, following the contours of her body.
"I want to know more. All your secret fantasies? I want to hear about them. Tell me everything."
Chapter 8 Mel sat in class, eyelids drooping at her professor's low monotone. She looked over at Jess. Her friend was having a hard time paying attention, too. She was doodling in the margin of her notebook, a vacant look in her eyes. Mel's bag vibrated on the floor beneath her. Trying to be discreet, she pulled her phone out and peeked at the screen. She grinned.
"A message from your lover?" Jess asked.
A student sitting in front of them turned to glare at them. Mel shushed Jess.
"Is that a yes?"
Jess asked, quieter this time.
"Maybe."
Mel unlocked her phone and read the message.
"What time do you get out of class?" V.
5 p.m., Mel sent. She thought for a moment and typed, "Why?" Her finger hovered over the send button. She erased the message.
"So? Are you going to tell me who she is?"
Jess asked.
"Just someone from work." "A co-worker?"
Mel hesitated.
"She's a customer."
It wasn't a lie. Although she trusted Jess, Mel didn't feel right giving away Vanessa's secret.
"Wow, isn't everyone who goes there a millionaire?"
Jess asked.
"I'm totally jealous. What's it like dating someone like that?"
"We're not dating."
At least, Mel didn't think they were.
"Then what is it? Are you her sugar baby?"
"Definitely not. It's purely physical."
Mel fiddled with her pen.
"I doubt she's interested in anything more."
"Why not?"
By now, they had both given up on the lecture. Luckily, their 80-year-old professor had poor hearing.
"I can't imagine someone like Vanessa being interested in someone like me," Mel said. "She's from a completely different world than me. She drinks whiskey that costs more than my month's rent. And she's so successful and sophisticated and elegant."
"All of those things are superficial, Mel. Do you think she cares you don't have money? When it comes to love, none of that stuff matters."
"Love?
Love isn't even a possibility. I'm not interested in her that way. I'm not even looking for a relationship." "Come on, Mel. It's been ages since everything with Kim. Are you going to spend the rest of your life alone because of one bad relationship?"
Bad was an understatement. Mel sighed. "I don't know. It doesn't matter. I don't need any distractions right now."
"You can't shut everyone out forever, Mel. Life is so much better when you have people to share it with."
Mel shrugged.
"I have plenty of people in my life, and I like my life the way it is."
"If you say so."
Jess stretched out in her chair.
"So, her name is Vanessa?"
"Yeah."
"What's she like?"
"She's amazing. Gorgeous. A little older. And she's so confident and magnetic. She turns heads when she walks into a room."
"Look at you, all dreamy-eyed. The sex must be something else if she's making you act like this."
Mel rolled her eyes. She looked down at her phone. Still nothing from Vanessa. Jess was right. She was obsessing. Even though Mel definitely didn't have feelings for Vanessa, she would have to keep her guard up. The temptation was there. 5 o'clock rolled around, and Mel and Jess made their way across campus.
"Finally," Jess said. "I thought this day would never end."
"Me too.
I can't wait to go home and go for a run."
"Seriously? That's what you want to do at the end of a long day? I will never understand you."
They reached the main entrance. As they walked past the parking lot, Mel froze on the spot.
"Vanessa?"
Vanessa stood in the parking lot, leaning against the side of a sleek black convertible. The top was down, showing off the white leather interior. Vanessa took off her sunglasses and gave Mel a brief wave. Jess's eyes widened.
"Is that her? Vanessa?"
Mel nodded. Her mind went back to high school, when girls would get picked up by their older boyfriends in banged-up wrecks that to their teenage eyes were luxury cars. Of course, Mel was never one of those girls. She'd known she was gay since she was 5, and dating girls was not an option at her conservative high school.
Wow, she's gorgeous!
Jess stared at Vanessa, wide-eyed.
If I was into women, I'd be all over her, too.
Mel had to agree that Vanessa looked stunning. She was dressed in a long tan coat that went down to her knees and glossy black heels. Her dark, wavy hair was blowing in the wind, and she wore her signature red lipstick.
Sorry, Jess. I gotta go. See you tomorrow.
Mel hurried over to Vanessa, leaving Jess to gawk from the sidewalk. Mel was torn between shrinking with embarrassment and running up to Vanessa and throwing her arms around her.
Hello, Melanie.
Vanessa pulled Mel into an embrace and kissed her on the cheek.
What are you doing here?
What do you think? Picking you up.
Mel looked over her shoulder. There were a handful of students standing around waiting for rides, and they were all looking Mel's way.
Expensive sports cars weren't uncommon at Mel's prestigious school, but women like Vanessa were rare everywhere.
Where are we going?
Mel asked.
I thought I'd take you somewhere nice so we can talk.
Vanessa opened the passenger side door.
Hop in.
Mel got into the car and buckled her seatbelt. She looked around. The interior was as luxurious as the outside of the car.
Do you like it?
Vanessa got into the driver's seat.
It's nice, but I don't know much about cars.
My father was a mechanic, Vanessa said. He was always working on something in the garage. As soon as I was old enough to hold a wrench, I was his little helper.
Vanessa saw the look of surprise on Mel's face.
What? Did you think I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth?
I hadn't really thought about it.
Mel found it hard to see the elegant, glamorous Vanessa as anything other than who she was now.
I wasn't born into this life. I grew up as an only child in a normal working-class family. I had to fight to get to where I am. Everything I have, I've earned through hard work.
Vanessa put her sunglasses on and turned the key in the ignition. The engine burst into life.
I've missed this sound. I don't often get the chance to take my Maserati for a spin. It's far more exciting than being chauffeured around everywhere.
As soon as they left the parking lot, Vanessa slammed her heeled foot on the pedal, sending them flying down the road. Mel clutched the side of the seat as the wind whipped around them. Vanessa glanced at Mel, a hint of amusement on her face.
You should see what it's like on the track. It's the most incredible feeling. It's almost like flying.
As they sped off from a red light, Mel began to relax. Although the sheer power and acceleration made Mel feel like she was on a roller coaster, Vanessa wasn't driving recklessly. She was in complete control the entire time. Still, Mel was relieved when Vanessa parked the car and announced that they had arrived. A few minutes and an elevator ride later, Mel and Vanessa walked onto the roof of a small cocktail bar. There were only a handful of other people around. They took their seats at a long bar that ran around the edges of the rooftop. The glass walls allowed for a view of the city below.
Wow.
Mel leaned forward and looked through the glass. The sun was setting and the sky was a haze of orange, pink, and blue.
This is one of my favorite spots in the entire city, Vanessa said. Especially at this time of the evening. I love catching that moment when the sun disappears behind the skyscrapers and the city comes alive with light. It's spectacular.
A waiter brought out their drinks. Whiskey for Vanessa and a cocktail recommended by the bartender for Mel. They chatted about nothing of consequence as they watched the sun sink below the horizon.
So, Melanie,
Vanessa ran her fingers through her hair. Not a curl was out of place, despite the windy drive.
It's time we had a little talk.
What do you want to talk about?
Mel asked.
About this. About what we're doing.
Mel pushed the ice around her drink with a straw, recalling the conversation she'd had with Jess earlier. Did Vanessa want their physical affair to be something more?
I'm making you nervous,
Vanessa said.
Why?
I have been wondering, what exactly is it that you want? It's just, I'm not looking for anything serious. Like a relationship. Not right now.
Vanessa raised an eyebrow.
Last time we got together, I tied you to a bed. Do you really think I'm interested in romance?
Relief flooded Mel's body.
I guess not.
I assure you, I'm not looking for a relationship either. Well, not in the conventional sense. I want nothing more than what I've already told you. I want to show you all about the pleasure of submission. Do you still want that?
Yes, I do.
Are you sure? No more reservations?
I'm sure.
That voice at the back of Mel's head telling her that her submissive desires made her weak, it had faded to nothing after that conversation with Vanessa.
That's what I want to talk about. It's very clear from what you've told me that you want more than being tied to a bed. Am I right?
Yes.
Mel flushed. She had been far more open with Vanessa that night than she had intended. Vanessa seemed to have that effect on her.
If we're going to do this, there are quite a few things we need to discuss, Vanessa said. We need to be responsible. I'm not going to just tie you up and flog you without any prior discussion.
Vanessa's words planted a very sexy image in Mel's mind. She couldn't help but grin.
Really, Melanie?
Vanessa shook her head with a smile.
You just can't help yourself, can you?
Mel shrugged sheepishly. She found it hard enough to keep her imagination in check, even without Vanessa feeding it suggestions.
In all seriousness, you need to know what we're getting into. BDSM can be risky, physically, mentally, emotionally. So it's essential that we communicate about boundaries, consent, limits, and a whole host of other things. You already have a safe word. That's a start. But do you know what your hard limits are? The things that you won't do under any circumstances?
I haven't really thought about it, Mel said. But there are definitely things I never want to try.
You don't have to tell me them now. I'll give you some time to think about everything. And this is an ongoing conversation, not a one-time discussion. But what I need you to understand is that this kind of relationship is all about communication.
Okay. Mel tried to ignore Vanessa's use of the word relationship. Vanessa's phone rang.
I should check this. It could be work.
She took her phone out of her bag and looked at it, an almost imperceptible frown on her face.
Is everything okay?
Mel asked.
Yes, it's nothing important.
Vanessa silenced the phone and slid it back into her bag. Now, where were we? Is there anything you'd like to ask me?
Mel thought for a moment. What do you get out of this? Out of having someone submit to you?
Vanessa looked out through the glass.
I've said it before. We're alike, you and I. Hardworking, ambitious, obsessed with control and self-discipline. It can be consuming. We both want a temporary escape from all of that. It simply manifests in us in different ways.
Vanessa looked back at Mel.
You want to give up control, to lose yourself in a way that you would never allow yourself to out in the real world. Me?
I want control in its purest, most absolute form. What I do gives me complete power over another person in the most intimate of ways. I become her master, her whole world, her everything. Mel felt a chill wash over her. There's an immense satisfaction that comes from having the power to make someone fall apart with nothing more than a word or a touch. Without breaking her gaze, Vanessa placed her hand on Mel's knee under the bar and slid it up the inside of Mel's thigh. Mel's body stiffened as Vanessa's hand crept higher. Mel looked around. Could anyone see them? All those fantasies you told me about? I'm going to grant them, and so much more. I'll show you how good it feels to relinquish control. I'll take you to heights of pleasure that you've only dreamed of. I'll show you the sweet oblivion that comes with total submission. Vanessa's fingertips brushed against Mel's panties. Heat rippled through her. And in exchange? You'll be mine, body and mind. Vanessa slid her fingers up and down, pushing Mel's panties between her lips. Mel stifled a gasp. Was Vanessa going to do this here? As Vanessa's fingers stroked faster under the bar, she found that she didn't care. That's right. You belong to me now, and I don't like to share, which means no one but me is allowed to touch you. Not even yourself. The only release that you're going to get is at my hands. Do you understand? Mel nodded, fearing that if she opened her mouth, she wouldn't be able to control what came out. Good. Vanessa leaned over and kissed Mel, her lips soft and tinged with whiskey. Then she drew her hand back down Mel's leg, sat back in her chair, and picked up her glass. Mel blinked. She didn't want Vanessa to stop. She was practically throbbing. Unfortunately, I have to go. I have a business trip tomorrow and need to prepare. Vanessa drained the last of her drink. Which means we won't get to see each other for a little while. It took a moment for Mel to realize that Vanessa had gotten her all worked up and left her hanging on purpose. And now Vanessa was going to disappear on her? Don't look so distraught, Vanessa said. I promise you when I get back, the fun will really begin. When will you get back? Mel asked. Oh, I don't know. I have a lot to do. It could be a few days, a week, maybe even longer. And don't forget what I said. No one is to touch you. Vanessa shot Mel a stern look. I'll know if you break my rules, and I don't want to have to punish you. Punish me? Mel immediately pictured that crimson-handled riding crop in Vanessa's room. She was sure that whatever punishment Vanessa had in mind would be sweet torture. But Mel wasn't going to defy Vanessa. There was an intrinsic part of her being that needed to obey. And Vanessa knew it. Chapter 9. Mel flopped down onto her bed, unconcerned that she was still wearing her sweaty running gear. Since Vanessa had gone away, she and Mel had been texting nonstop. Mel pulled out her phone. Sure enough, there was a message from Vanessa. How was your run? Did you work off all that pent-up frustration? Yes, Vanessa. Mel let out an exasperated sigh. She had been in a state of fevered arousal all week. Vanessa's constant reminders were not helping. In the past, Mel could go for weeks, even months, without masturbating. But somehow, Vanessa forbidding Mel from touching herself made her want to do so even more. And Vanessa kept sending Mel vague but suggestive hints about what she had planned when she came back. It was maddening. Mel's phone vibrated in her hand.
Good. Now, where were we? How about hair pulling? That was an easy one. Yes. Okay. Nipple clamps? Mel paused and thought for a minute, then replied, Maybe. And I've thought of another limit. Yes?
Fisting, Mel finally wrote.
Which kind?
All kinds. Hard limit.
Okay, fisting is a hard limit. Another message. How about whips? Floggers? Paddles? Crops?
Yes, yes, yes. And definitely yes.
So my suspicions were correct. Mel smiled. So Vanessa knew how much that riding crop had occupied her mind. Strap-ons? Vanessa didn't bother to add which end of the strap-on she expected Mel to be on.
Yes, but I've never used one before, she admitted.
She'd never done any of this before. Kim, her only ex-girlfriend, had been disgusted by the idea of using even the most vanilla of sex toys. Mel had had other casual partners since then, but she never felt comfortable enough with them to ask for what she really wanted.
Noted. I have to go prepare for a meeting, but you've earned a reward for your obedience. You'll receive it shortly. V.
What did that mean? Was Vanessa finally back?
Mel wanted to ask, but she knew better. The first time she had asked, Vanessa had told her to be patient. The second time, Vanessa had threatened to punish her if she asked again. Mel wasn't sure whether or not she was joking. Mel put down her phone and walked into the bathroom. She stripped off her clothes and turned on the shower. Cold water only. As she washed the sweat from her skin, she wondered, did Vanessa expect her to crack? Should Mel want to disobey her to see what Vanessa would do? She was torn between her growing need and her strong compulsion to obey Vanessa. As Mel was drying herself off, there was a knock on the door. Mel's heart leapt. It had to be Vanessa's reward. She wrapped her towel around herself and hurried to the door.
Hello, Melanie.
The well-dressed woman from the other week stood in her doorway. Hi. Mel's eyes were drawn to the package in the woman's hand.
From Miss Harper.
The woman handed her the box. Thanks. Did this woman know what was going on between Mel and Vanessa? Did she know what was in these packages? She constantly maintained a professional demeanor, so it was hard to tell. She and Vanessa had that in common. The woman nodded and turned to leave. Wait, Mel said.
Yes?
Is Vanessa back from her business trip? Mel didn't even know who this woman was in relation to Vanessa, but there was a chance that she knew.
Not yet,
the woman said, a hint of a smile in her eyes. Oh. Mel considered asking if she knew when Vanessa would be back, but thought better of it. Thanks. The woman gave Mel a cordial nod and walked off down the hallway. Mel raced back into her apartment and sat down on her bed, the black box on her lap. She still felt slightly uncomfortable receiving expensive gifts. But if the last gift was any indication, this one would be as much for Vanessa's benefit as Mel's. Mel untied the ribbon and lifted the lid. The scent of leather rose from the box. She ripped back the tissue paper. Unsurprisingly, the box contained another set of lingerie, but sitting on top of it were two thick leather cuffs. Mel picked them up. They were black with red lining, and each cuff had a metal ring attached to it. They were the perfect size for Mel's wrists. Mel's phone buzzed.
Did you receive your reward?
Yes, Mel wrote back. The timing of the text suggested that Vanessa already knew the answer to her question. Had the woman informed Vanessa that she had made the delivery? Another message came through.
Try them on,
The cuffs, too. Mel had forgotten all about the lingerie. She pulled the matching bra and panties out of the